we bring you The Witcher's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. Now let us join old Nancy and Satan, her wise black cat.
Hannah, I'm 17 year old, I be today. Yes, sir, Hannah, I'm 17 year old. Well, Satan, if these folks will just douse out their lights, we'll spin another of our little bedtime stories to ruin their night's rest. That's right. Nice and dark and cheerful now. Draw up to the fire and gaze into embers. Gaze into them deep, and soon you'll see an island in the center of a lake in Michigan. Not so long ago, the Red Indians owned that land out there and worship the spirits of its waters and its skies. And they're what we're going to hear about tonight. The spirits of the lake. The spirits of the lake.
Those filthy Indians intend to keep that racket going all night?
Surely their chanting doesn't annoy you, dear. I was just thinking how weirdly beautiful it sounded coming across the water.
Beautiful.
Oh, I'm sorry you don't like it. You'll hear it every evening, as long as the new moon casts its reflection on the lake.
That's a pleasant prospect.
You're terribly bored here, aren't you?
Oh, naturally I'm bored. I'm not accustomed to living in a wilderness where I see no one but stupid savages all day. Now you say I'll have to listen to them all night.
But the reason I purchased this island so close to the Indian reservation was because I thought you'd find their customs interesting and picturesque. Roger, why don't you take a trip east? Then come back to me when you're over your restlessness.
Fine idea, that would be. My friends would crucify me for leaving you alone.
Is that the only reason you stay here with me? You do love me, don't you?
I'm married to you. Husbands are supposed to love their wives. I'm in no mood for romance this evening.
I don't suppose an invalid can expect her husband to be in a mood for romance. Ever. But I won't be an invalid much longer, dear. I'm getting better every day. It's really very seldom that I cough any more like that. But in a little while, I'll be completely well, and we can return to New York together or travel in Europe. Anything you want to do. Oh, I mean to give you such a good time, to make up for the dreary months you've sent out here because of me.
Thanks for reminding me that to have a good time, I'm dependent on your money.
I didn't mean that. You know I didn't.
Oh, all right. Let's not talk any more about you and me.
No. We don't seem able to talk of you and me.
God. If I have to listen to that savage caterwauling much longer, I'll go stark raving mad.
Perhaps if you know the reason for the chanting, it might interest you a little. Two horses told me all about it this afternoon. You know, he's the old Indian who comes to see our housekeeper. She's his cousin, I think. And, Roger, it's the funniest thing, but they call me White Goose.
Well, what about the chanting?
Oh, yes. Well, it's a ceremony the tribes hold each year at this time to appease the spirits of the lake. The Nebenorbegs, they call them. This is a holy lake to the Indians, you know. And they say that if anyone affronts it or harms its friends, the Nebenorbegs take terrible vengeance. Two horses spoke so convincingly at a terrace, I made a peace offering.
Peace offering? What do you mean?
I cast a bouquet of flowers on his water and said a prayer two horses taught me.
God. No wonder he calls you White Goose. Another month in this wilderness and you'll be going about clothed in a blanket.
Roger.
No, I'm going out. I'll prowl around in the canoe and try to work my nerves off. Nama can sit with you. You'll enjoy her Indian grunting more than you would my conversation anyway. Now, Nama. Nama.
Huh?
Come in here with Mrs. Benton. I'm going out.
Huh? We come.
Roger, why not take me with you in the canoe?
Oh.
We haven't been together on the lake in a week.
Some other time, not now. Don't wait up for me. I may be late. Good night.
Roger, wait.
Well?
You're not going to the Johansson's farm again.
What do you mean, again?
Why, I know it's quite all right, dear, but, well, there's been a little talk about you and that girl there.
Oh, there has, eh? I'm having an affair with Hilda Johansson, I suppose.
Oh, no, dear, no.
Oh, so that's what you have in your mind. It isn't bad enough that I have to be cooped up with you among these dirty Indians, but now I mustn't even look at a decent-looking white woman.
Roger.
Oh, how I hate it all. This beastly island, these stupid savages, this slimy lake. How I hate...
George!
Oh, I didn't say I hated you. I'll see you later. Good night.
Oh, White Goose.
My husband doesn't mean anything when he speaks angrily to me, Nama. He's really a very good man underneath.
Oh, he better be good if he go out on lake.
What do you mean?
You give flower to lake today. You say Injun prayer. Neva Norbeg's now your friend. If your man not good to you, Neva Norbeg's punish. Neva Norbeg's punish. Ah.
Hilda, I'm mad, insane about you. Why do you hold me off like this?
Because you haven't any right to be insane about me. You're a married man.
Oh, we're not children. You know I don't care a hang about my wife. Besides, it's only a question of time before she... Well...
Before she'll die, you mean?
Yes. She thinks she's getting better. The doctors don't tell her what they tell me. In the moment I'm free, I'll marry you, Hilda. I swear I will. I can't wait for you till then. I've got to have you, Hilda.
Go. You'll only have me as your wife. I told you that before.
Well, if you really mean it, why don't you stop making a fool of me? Why don't you stop meeting me here by this lake each night? Playing with me as a cat does with a mouse.
Because I hope you'll not always be a mouse, but a man. And take what he wants.
What do you mean?
Simply that if you're so mad about me as you say, you'll not let a woman that you hate stand between us any longer.
Well, what can I do? Divorce is out of the question.
Of course. And our money would be taken from you.
Oh, I'm not thinking only of money.
I'm not thinking only of divorce.
Well, what are you thinking of?
Of how mistaken doctors are sometimes. Your wife may live for years. Unless an accident should happen.
An accident?
On this lake, for instance. It's very deep. And there are sharp rocks near the surface that can rip a canoe to pieces. You might be paddling with her in the moonlight, not knowing those rocks were near. You've told me your wife don't swim. She might drown before you could save her.
You're suggesting...
I'm only talking. But if such an accident should happen, you'd inherit all her money. Have me for your wife.
No. No, no. I won't. I couldn't.
You are a mouse, not a man. I'm going.
No, Hilda, wait. Hilda, don't leave.
I'm leaving you for good.
Oh, no, Hilda.
Oh, listen, you fool. I'm not satisfied to be just the daughter of a Swedish farmer. I want money. I want to live in a fine house like your wife has built in the center of this lake. I want to be a lady and swell it over people who despise me now because I'm poor. All my life I've dreamed of that, and I'm going to have it, for I have youth and looks and brains. If you don't give me what I want, somebody else will. You say I played with you? Well, I play no longer. You won't see me anymore. Goodbye.
No. Don't say that. Come back. Hilda. You know, I can't lose you. I'm mad about you.
Well?
As you say, an accident might happen.
Accidents are common.
You will marry me if my wife should die.
I'll marry you when your wife is dead.
Roger, it's wonderful to be on the lake with you again. It's been so long since we've been in the canoe together. I feel as though we were on a second honeymoon. Aunt, aren't you enjoying it too, dear?
Yes.
Oh, the world has never seemed so lovely as it does tonight. Isn't that distant chanting restful? You haven't complained about it this evening, so it must make you feel as I do. It sounds the prayer it really is. A prayer for the dying.
Yes. Is that what they're singing? A death song?
Yes. This is Indian summer. The moon of falling leaves. Of dying things.
The moon of falling leaves. Of dying things.
Dear, why you're frightfully nervous tonight. Your hands are shaking as they work the paddle.
No. I'm all right.
You're not. You're so unhappy here. But soon we'll go back east. We'll only come to the island for a day each year so that I can renew my offering to the spirits of the lake. I've taken the Nabeg very seriously, you see. For I'm under their protection now, according to Nama and two horses. Oh, dear. Oh, be careful where you guide us. We're close to the sharp rocks the Indians call the spirit talons. They say the road to the villages of the happy dead lead over such rocks as that. Rocks with a knife-like edge on which only the good can keep their footing. The bad fall off into an abyss of eternal torment.
Stop talking that savage rot. Stop, I tell you, it can't frighten me.
Dear.
I'm not afraid of spirits. They can't hurt me. And men will say it was an accident.
Roger, you're mad.
An accident. That's what they'll say. An accident.
You're making for those rocks purposely.
An accident.
You mean to drown me. Roger, don't. Turn back. We're going to strike. Oh. Roger, save me. Don't swim away from me. I'm sinking. Roger, come back. Oh, God, I pray. Oh, spirits of the lake, punish. Punish.
Of the lake is gonna punish that fellow, all right. And when next you folks come see me and Satan, we'll tell you exactly how. That's a very pretty finish to this little bedtime story.
Thank you.
bring you The Witch's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. Let us join old Nancy and Satan, her wise black cat.
Hannah and 5 year old I be today. Yes, sir. Hannah and 5 year old. Real Satan.
Yes?
Suppose we get right down to business and finish that cheerful little story we begun when last these folks was here. Douse out them lights. Old Nancy's yarn sound best when heard in gloom and shadow. Let's see, Satan. Where'd we leave off? Oh, yes. We told about that married couple who was living on an island in a spirit-haunted lake, a tribe of Indians worshipped. The wife, who was an invalid, was pretty friendly with the Indians, and they taught her to make friends with the Neva Norbegs, which is their name for their water spirit. Well, sir, her husband went a northwest and fell in love with a girl named Hilda. And this Hilda gave him the idea of drowning his wife so he'd inherit her money and be free to marry again. And as we left off our story, that's just what this no-good fella went and done, making it look as if her death was accidental. Now draw up to the fire and gaze into the embers. 2 years has passed since that fella killed his wife, and now he's married to the other woman. Gaze into the embers deep. Soon you'll see him sitting in a stateroom on a railroad train. Soon you'll hear more about the spirits of the lake. The spirits of the lake.
It's the next station. Only a few miles now.
Anyone would think something was going to happen to you on the island the way you're whining about going back there.
Oh, I don't want to go back there, Hilda. If you were anything but a human cake of ice, you'd understand my feelings about the place.
What a durable conscience you have. After 2 long years, the accidental death of your former wife bothers you as much as ever.
Hilda, for God's sake, don't talk like
that. Oh, don't worry. I hardly think anyone is listening at our safe room door. You fooled the law for so long, it's not apt to get wise to you now.
Oh, won't you ever let me forget? It was all your fault anyway. You planned it. You drove me to it.
I had nothing to do with it. I wasn't even there. In fact, I know nothing about it.
Oh, God.
Snap out of this and get our bags together for the porter. If my folks are at the station to meet us, I don't want them to see you looking like a frightened cur.
Hilda, couldn't we stay with your family while we're here instead of on the island?
Live in a dinky farmhouse when I can swell it over the neighbors in that big house on the island? I guess not.
But, Hilda, I've told you I'd buy you a nicer place somewhere else. Hilda, I'll buy you anything you want, but don't make me go back
there. You could buy me the most expensive mansion on Park Avenue and wouldn't give me the kick of living on that island, owning that big house there, swelling it over the people who knew me when I was poor. You kept it from me for 2 years, but now at last I'm going to have it.
You don't understand.
Oh, yes, I do. It isn't just conscience that troubles you. You're afraid of the place. Afraid of an Indian superstition.
No,
you are. Your other wife made you believe there were spirits in that lake. Some sort of Indian goblins who'd make you pay for what you did to her. You said she called upon them as she sank beneath the water.
Yes. With her last breath, she called on them to... I'll go with you, Hilda. Just let's not talk anymore about it.
All right. We're coming in. If my family are waiting here, they can drive us to Two Horses' place, and he can row us to the island. Get those bags together.
Coming back again, dear, summer. Moon falling leaves.
What about it?
It's 2 years.
Oh, quiet. Who's there?
Hold him, ma'am. We've come to your station.
We're ready. Open the door and help him get the bags.
Yes. Moon of falling leaves. The time of the day.
The house looks simply great, Norma. Never knew it had been vacant for 2 years the way you've kept it. I've been over every inch, Roger, and it's spotless. This squaw's worth a raise in wages. You like me for a boss, old woman.
Oh. Norma, your people are singing their prayer to the spirits of the lake.
Mm. It's from the moon of falling leaves.
Yes, I know. Out of dying things.
Me go now. Oh, run along. Two Horses is waiting for you in his rowboat. Mind you bring back everything I'm sending you for, too.
Oh, Nama, wait a minute. Is the canoe in good shape if we wanted to leave the island?
What do you mean, if we want to leave the island?
Hilda, I...
Canoe, all right.
Go on, get out.
Me go.
Haven't you any sense at all? The way you've acted since we landed here, even those stupid Indians know you're scared to death of the place... You want them to suspect the reason why?
Oh, I think they've always suspected. Now we're alone here, you and me.
Well, what of it? Let's get out of this kitchen. You better lay down a while and see if you can pull yourself together.
I'll try. Wait till I put down this window. I can't stand that noise of those drums, that chanting.
Well, I'm not crazy about it myself. Looks like a storm is blowing up. Come into the living room.
No, living room.
No,
Hilda. I can't go in there.
Oh, I forgot that's where they brought her when they found her in the lake.
Yes, they laid her on the divan in there. I had to go in and look at her. Hilda, you think I'm mad to believe there may be spirits in these waters, as the Indians say. Spirits who love Bernice, who would punish those who hurt her. There was something queer about the way they brought her from that lake.
What do you mean?
It was as though the lake had taken care of her.
Taken care of her?
Yes. You know the slime that coats its surface in this month of falling leaves? Green, filthy slime that rises from the bottom and covers all it touches. Bernice's clothes were sodden. Weeds were entangled in her matted hair. The ugly slime had never touched her. The lake had not defiled the one who loved it.
What a booby you are. Your mind is so filled with crazy notions about the place, you're only a step above a lunatic. Now that you're here and can see for yourself there's nothing to be afraid of, you may come to your senses. Come on. We're going in that living room.
Oh, you must be right. There can't be anything to be afraid of.
Of course there isn't. Come on.
Hilda, wait.
What's the matter?
But I heard a cough.
Cough?
Yes. There it is again.
There's someone in that room. Well, now, who...
Wait. Don't open that door.
What's the matter with you? You're white as a sheet.
Hilda, that's the way she used to cough.
You're crazy. It's probably Nama. She's come back in the house by the other door.
Look out the window. Nana's with two horses in the middle of the lake.
Well, that's funny. I don't see how anyone else could be in the house. I inspected every room.
There's the cough again.
I'll soon find out who's doing it.
Hilda, don't open that door.
Get out of my way, you coward. I thought so. The room is empty.
Empty. There's the cough again.
It's from the next room.
Don't leave me, Hilda. Oh,
this room is empty, too.
Oh, thank God.
Funny that we both should have heard that cough. Oh, you've talked so much, you've got me imagining things.
Yeah, maybe we imagined it.
It's going to rain. You know how damp it's grown suddenly?
Very damp. Suddenly.
Where did that come from?
What?
A moment ago, this room was clean as a pin.
What do you see?
Look there on my rug. A patch of... it's slime.
Green slime. In the bottom of the lake.
That squaw didn't clean
it. No, it wasn't there a moment ago. You just said yourself.
Oh, I must have overlooked it.
Hilda, look, there's more.
That spot wasn't there before. And there's another patch on the divan.
Slime. Green slime from the bottom of the lake. Hilda, the spot on the divan is growing larger.
It is spreading. What's causing it?
That divan is where they laid her when...
Stop that! There's a natural explanation for this. We've got to find
it. Patch of slime fell on my hand.
From what?
I don't know. It's falling all around us. Hilda, spot on the divan.
It's still growing.
Water soaked all over. It was on the day she lay there.
Well, she's dead and buried. It's from something else.
That cough again. She's here, though. We can't see her.
Oh, no, I won't believe that.
Water's oozing from the walls. And slime. Slime. Green slime.
It's coming from the plumbing. Rain from something next.
No, it's from the lake. The lake is going to punish us. I knew it would if we came back.
Well, I had nothing to do with it. It was you who killed her.
It was you who made me. Ah! On the couch.
A woman's body.
Hers. As I saw it when they brought her in.
Let me out of here. Let me out.
Yes. Run. Run.
To the canoe. Get me off this island.
This way. Oh, God, but if we leave the land, the lake will get us.
There's nothing against me. I didn't do anything. More slime fell on me. It's dripping from the tree.
Yes. It's falling all against it. It's falling on both of us. On you as well as me. Slime, ugly slime from the bottom of the lake.
The canoe. The canoe at last. Shove off.
No, not on that lake. That's what it wants. To get me on the water.
Please don't stand here.
I won't go on that lake.
Ah! Look behind us.
Bernice! The woman that we killed!
Shove off! Get away! She's coming toward
yes.
us!
Yes! Her cold, wet arms are reaching out for me!
Oh, paddle! Paddle!
Yes.
She's reached the water's edge!
For the hair all matted, dripping from the lake. The slime that covers us has not defiled her!
Get me away! Use all your strength! Paddle! Paddle!
Ah! Paddle! Snapped in two.
Stop.
It was eaten through by worms. Worms from the lake.
No, we're drifting. No, we're going too fast.
Something is pulling us through the water. Something we can't see.
We're going toward the rock.
Yes, the spirit's talons. The road to death leads over rocks like that, she told me. Only the good can keep their footing on them. The bad fall off into eternal torment.
I'm not going to be dashed against them. I'm going to save myself. I'm going to swim.
You can't save yourself. She prayed the lake to punish us. It will never let us go.
Ah, help! Help! Something's dragging me down.
Spirits of the lake. The Nibanabe.
Help! Help!
The rocks. The road to death. Eternal torment. Ah, cold hands. Pulling me down to the slime at the bottom. Bernice. You prayed the lake to punish. Slime. The slime that spared her will cover me forevermore.
Well, Satan, the moral of this story is that crime don't pay, especially if you lives around a Indian lake. For if the law don't get you, then the spirits will. Come see me next time I has a birthday, and we'll have another 30 yarn to spin you. ¶¶